Welcome to Hinduism Q&A. Today's question is, does God control our actions? And the answer is no, absolutely not. If God controlled our actions, then think of how the law of karma works. It wouldn't make sense. According to the law of karma, we receive reward or punishment for our past actions. So if God were the one responsible for our actions, then shouldn't He be the one receiving the reward or the punishment for those actions? If He's the one who makes me do a bad action, then He should suffer the consequences of that. Why should I? So, according to this logic, we must be responsible for our actions. If God were controlling our actions, then there would be no reason for Him to do things like produce the Vedas, produce the Gita in this world to guide the souls. He could have just said, whatever I want you to do, I'll have you do it. I'll make you do it myself. So there would have been no need for all of these guidelines. The Vedas are full of do's and don'ts, how to be a good person, what bad actions to avoid doing. All of this knowledge which is revealed to us in the Hindu scriptures, there would have been no need for it. God could have just made us do whatever He wanted us to do. There would have been no reason for Him to produce swarg and narak. Swarg as an incentive to perform good actions and narak as a deterrent from performing bad actions. There would be no need to send the souls to have birth in other species as some kind of a punishment for bad actions. God Himself, if He were controlling our actions, would just perform all of our actions for us, and there would be no reason for any deterrent or incentive to do anything. So this is a very damaging philosophy. If someone believes that God is controlling everything we do, then they may try to justify anything. Like saying, oh, I hit you, but I'm not sorry because God made me hit you, so you can bring it up with God because I'm not responsible for my own actions. Obviously, the world could not function like this. So we are responsible for our actions. God is only indirectly responsible because He's giving life to our soul, which gives us the power to perform actions. But just like the electricity coming into the sockets in the wall in this building can be used for different things, and the electricity itself is not responsible for how we use it, meaning we can plug an air conditioning unit into the same outlet, or we can plug a heater into the same outlet. Both do opposite things, and they're powered by the very same electricity. The electricity has no control over how we use it. Similarly, God gives us the power to perform actions, but what we do with that power is 100% up to us. So we could not perform actions without God, yet He is not the one controlling our actions. But He does keep track of those actions and give us the consequences so that we can learn not to perform bad actions and get more incentive to perform good actions. And He also provides all the guidelines of the scriptures and even sends saints on the earth planet to further guide us so that we can move in the correct direction. Jai Shri Radhe.